called back to Portland. A short time later, in a vision given during the night hours, she was shown the fanaticism that was now rampant in Portland, the fruitage of the spiritualizers, and that she must return home. Returning, she found the little flock in great discouragement and confusion. In the first meeting held in Portland, while praying, she was taken off in vision and was shown the ungodly course of Joseph Turner, who had been swept off his feet by fanaticism. After the vision, she was told that while still in vision, she talked it out before him. He declared that she was under a wrong influence. He opposed her testimony, which reproved him for sin not then widely known but confirmed by his wife in a conversation with Ellen. His work led to corruption, instead of purity and holiness. Ellen's parents, Robert and Eunice Harmon, in whose home the Adventists had frequently met for meetings, were disgusted with the fanaticism now rampant in Portland. They closed their home and went to Poland, Maine, to reside for a time with the two married daughters living there. Ellen White later wrote of the experience. As I returned to Portland, evidences increased of the desolating effects of fanaticism in Maine. The fanatical ones seemed to think that religion consisted in great excitement and noise. Joseph Turner labored with some success to turn my friends and even my relatives against me. Why did he do this? Because I had faithfully related that which was shown me respecting his unchristian course. He circulated falsehoods to destroy my influence and to justify himself. My lot seemed hard.